Okay, let's get cracking. We are up to Perek Tes of Maseches Brachos, the ninth Perek, Perek Tes Mishnah Gimel, and Perek Tes Mishnah Dalet, as we continue to discuss various brachos, various blessings that we say to thank Hashem and to recognize the goodness that Hashem does for us and that Hashem gives to us each and every day. Says the Mishnah, Bana Bayis Chodesh, if a person builds a new home, Vikana Kalim Chadashim, and he acquires new Kalim, new utensils, the Bartanura points out, doesn't only mean necessarily that the item itself is new, but if the item is new to him, and even if he has a similar item, right, he has a fridge, but now he has a bigger fridge, he has a better fridge, he has an oven, he has a toaster, he has a microwave, but now he has a better one, now he has a newer one to him, even if it was used for someone else. Omer Baruch Shechianu, he makes the bracha of Shechianu, thanking Hashem for what he has. Continues the Mishnah, Mevarich al Hara'a Me'ein HaTova, that a person should bless Hashem for the bad things, should say the bracha, as we learned previously, of Baruch, Dayon Ha'emes, Me'ein HaTova, even if it's really ultimately going to be good. What's an example of that? So the Gemara says, let's say the field floods with water, you're a farmer, and that's your main parnas, that's your main way of making money, and your field floods completely with water. That's a terrible thing, they're so upset about that. But Me'ein Latova, but it's really going to be good in the long run, because next year you're going to have a very moist, damp field, and it's going to be good for crop, it's going to be good for planting. So says the Mishnah, you should say the bracha of Dayan Hamas, even if it's bad now, but it's going to be good in the long run. Similarly, V'al HaTova Me'ein Hara, you should bless Hashem and thank Hashem for something that's good now. You should say HaTova HaMeitiv for something that's good now, even Me'ein Hara, even if it's going to be bad later on. The Bartanura points out, what does that mean, that it's good now, but it's going to be bad later on? So the example that he gives is an example of someone finds a lost object, and it's very valuable, and he's very excited. Look what I found, look what I get to keep. But why is it bad? Because the king lost it, and the king is going to find you and hurt you and torture you for the item. So it's good now, but it may not be good later on. But regardless, you're so happy right now, says the Mishnah, you should make the bracha of Hatov v'Hametiv for what you're experiencing and going through at that particular point in time. Continues the Mishnah, Hatzoik l'sha'avar, that a person who cries out, who davens to Hashem for sha'avar, for something that happened in the past, harezo tefilas shav, that is a tefillah in vain, that is a bad tefillah. You can't just daven for things that already happened. That doesn't make any sense. It already happened. What are you davening for? Ketar, what's an example of someone who davens for something that happened in the past? Haisa ishtomu beres, a person has a pregnant wife, va'amar, and he says, yihi ratzon she'teled ishti zachar, it should be that my baby should be a boy, it should have a baby boy. Harezu tefilas shav, says the Mishnah, that is a tefillah that is in vain, it is a bad tefillah that a person should not make, and that's an example of a tefillas shav. The Gemara asks a very interesting question that might pique our interest as well. And that is regarding Leah. As I'm sure many of us know, Leah was pregnant and she davened that she would have a girl because she wanted to make sure that her sister Rachel had boys, and therefore she davened for it to be a girl. Why was she allowed to do that? So the Gemara gives two answers. Answer number one was that Leah was special. There was something special about Leah that she was able to daven for something that already took place, that already happened. The baby was already in her womb. Nevertheless, she davened for it to be a girl. And number two is perhaps the Gemara says that the Isser, the prohibition of davening for a baby, let's say, to be one gender or the other, that only applies after 40 days. Because within 40 days of the woman being pregnant, technically, it could be either one. It could change, perhaps, according to the Gemara. So up to 40 days you can daven, and after 40 days you can't. So perhaps Leah davened to Hashem within the first 40 days of her being pregnant. But this applies to us in our daily lives, that when something happened already, we shouldn't daven for it. If I just took a test, right, I shouldn't daven. I hope that I did well. I already took the test. There's no reason to daven now. I should have davened that Hashem should help me in chonin hadas and ata chonin. Please, Hashem, on the test later, give me the knowledge and the das and the ability to do well. But once the test is done, don't daven now. It's already over. Continues the Mishnah. Hayabah b'darecha, a person. Another example of a tefillah shav, a person is walking on the way, v'shama kol tzavcha b'ir, and he hears cries happening in a city. V'amar, and he says, yihi ratzon shel elu b'nei beisi, that those cries shouldn't be people who are members of my home, members of my family. Harizu tfilas shav. That also is a tfilas shav. That is also an unnecessary, bad tfilah. Because again, if the cries are them, it's already them. There's no way to daven for something that's already taking place. Right? There was recently a terrible situation in Texas, a hostage that was taken. Rachmana Litzlan, it was terrible. But if you heard about that, you shouldn't be like, oh, I hope it's not my family. Because if it is, it is. If it isn't, it isn't. You shouldn't daven for something that already happened. That's a tfilas shav. Continuing with Perek Tez, Mishnah Dal, it says the Mishnah, Hanichnas Lekrach Mispal Shtayim. If a person enters a large city, he should daven two tefillos. Achas Biknisoso, the Achas Bitsioso, he should have one tefillah when he enters the city, and one tefillah when he leaves the city, thanking Hashem when he enters, thanking Hashem for allowing me to enter safely. In those days, a lot of big cities were very dangerous. They weren't such safe places to be. So when you enter, you should ask Hashem, please help me, please save me, please protect me. V'yachas b'yitzias, and then when you leave as well, thank you. You should ask Hashem, please let me leave safely. Let me leave without any harm to come upon me. Continues the Mishnah, Benazai, Omer Benazai says, Arba, and you shouldn't say two tefillos, you should say four tefillos. Shtayim b'knisoso, ushtayim b'yitzioso. Two tefillos when you enter, and two tefillos when you leave. Why two tefillos when you enter and two tefillos when you leave? So the Mishnah continues, V'nosin hodah l'sha'avar, V'tzoek la'asid lavo. That in each situation you should do number one. You should, number one, thank Hashem for what happened in the past, and you should ask Hashem for what's going to be in the future. So for example, when it says shtayim b'knisa, so you should have two tefillos when you enter the city. So number one is, please Hashem, help me enter safely. And then once you enter safely, like, thank you Hashem for allowing me to enter safely. A lot of times it's very easy when we're in pain, as the saying goes, there's no atheist in a foxhole, and we're going through a hard time, we're quick to turn to Hashem and ask Hashem. But when Hashem helps us, when Hashem gives us what we're asking for, when Hashem assists us through the struggles of our life, we should also thank Him for those opportunities and for the brachos that He gives us. And when it said ushtayim b'tziyah, so two brachos according to Benazai, when we leave the big city, one was, please Hashem, help me leave safely. And the other one is hodah, it's to thank Hashem for when we leave safely. Again, we ask Hashem, but it's also important to thank Hashem as well. Quick review, Perek Tes Mishnah Gimel, discuss the bracha of Shehecheyanu. When you build a new home, when you have new kelim, new utensils in your home that are new to you, you should make a Shehecheyanu. And then we discussed various situations of where you should bless Hashem for the good or the bad, even if they ultimately may not be good or may not be bad. You should still say the bracha of Atova HaMetiv and Baruch Dayan HaMes. And then the Mishnah taught us that a person should not daven for something that is in the past, that already happened. We should only daven for things that are coming into the future. The Mishnah gave us two examples of that. And then Perek Tes Mishnah Dal taught us about a person who would go into these large cities, and it was dangerous. So machlokes between the Tanakhama and Benazai, how many tefillos should a person say? Should a person say one when he enters and one when he leaves? Or should a person say, according to Benazai, four in total, two when he enters and two when he leaves? Have a great day.